Beelzebub and the boys, Moloch and the boys, are working overtime here. Well, then, you know then that the thinking is going to continue to devolve and degrade, as it has. So I'm not surprised by what Chuckles Schumer said. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what I would expect him to say. What else is he going to say? We're for choice. That ship sailed a long time ago. They're not using the term choice anymore. So here is one of the members of the squad, one of the more repulsive, disgusting ones, Rashida Tlaib, at the same rally screaming and hollering about this.
Past year, I realized, my, are they obsessed with our bodies, how we talk, how we look, what we stand for? I mean, this type of policing of our bodies is so interconnected to all the social justice movements all around the country. I represent the third poorest congressional district in the country. This issue is an economic justice issue. This issue is a racial justice issue. And let me tell you, this obsession with our bodies. You know, I, in the legislature, in the Michigan legislature for 6 years, used to say to people, yo, you know what? You're so freaking obsessed with what I decide to do with my body. Maybe you shouldn't even want to have sex with me or with you or with any women. The power that we have over our bodies to push back and use that power and saying enough is enough. We won't stand by for you to commercialize, for you to profit, for you to do all the things you do to what? To make us less than in this country. Because that's what it does.
What the hell is she talking about?
So I want you to know there is more of us than them. There are more of us.
Whatevs.
So all this power she has and she claims that women have, I do agree with her in saying, yeah, stop having sex. Because that's how babies are created.
Exactly.
She's been teaching abstinence for how many years? So yes, I do agree with you there. Let's do that. And if the women have all the power, then why did they find themselves becoming pregnant in the first place? Shouldn't you have had the power to stop it to begin with?
Ms. O'Connell, please, stop making sense. What is this obsession of our bodies? The baby gestating inside of you is not a part of your body. It isn't. It's not your body any longer. Okay? It has its entirely complete and own DNA. Get it? Got it? Okay. And because it has its own complete and solitary and unique DNA, it's not your body. I'm not obsessed over you. As a matter of fact, I'm repulsed by your body and the way you use it and what you do with it. What I'm obsessed about is your obsession with infanticide. And anyone with a conscience is upset. But folks, can you hear the desperation in their voices? They are in full-blown panic mode. As Ted in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, as Ted says accurately, Chuckles knows that if Trump is reelected, Roe is gone. Now, there was a message string thread in the chat room just the other day about this. And I saw a couple of you talking. We had something else going on, so I didn't have a chance to comment. So let me say this. Joswell was right. I read it while I was talking, so Jos, if I get it wrong, you can correct me. But I believe what he said was, as I understood it, is that John Roberts is playing the long game here. And the long game that he's playing is if he thinks that Trump's reelection is a pretty good bet in June when they have to write these decisions, and there he knows that Darth Vader Ginsburg cannot possibly survive much longer, and that Trump gets to nominate her replacement, and he's going to put another Kavanaugh or Gorsuch on, Well, then he knows, and whether he's in the majority or not, does he want to be a part of a 6-3 majority? Or does he want to be in the minority on the losing end? Simple as that. So I think that the gambit, that analysis and that gambit is accurate. And if Roberts is playing the long game, well, right now, Trump's reelected. If it comes down to a catfight between Grandpa Stalin and the senile, aged, raving creepy Joe Biden, Trump's reelected. What game are you going to play? What game are you going to play? Are you going to play the long game? And are you going to play that? Well, you know what? I think it's going to go this way. Now, one more digital media file for you. Where do you hear this one? This is creepy Joe Biden. People forget, you got 50 years of Biden in public running his mouth, lying. Here is creepy Joe being tripped up. Well, I got 3 law degrees. 3? Listen.
Explaining to do, the new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right.
Flyweight! He comes off as a flyweight! All men are, come on now, all men are women, creed equal, you know the thing. If you're a Democrat, this is, your choice is between the aged Fidel Castro puppet, Bernie Sanders, with his creepy two-handed arm four. Now you listen, Joe and I were in the Senate at the same time. I voted for all the things that Joe should have voted for, and he was against them. But I, Grandpa Stalin, I was for all of them. And that's why you got to nominate me. Yeah, I'm telling you, if you watch a Sanders campaign rally, say, I'm cursed because I sit here in front of C-SPAN and C-SPAN 2 all day long. So I see every one of these rallies. I see Elizabeth Warren. I'm telling you, you could have a comedy show. You could just do memes. Running memes with Elizabeth Warren with her hand action, because she cannot talk without flailing her hands about. But Grandpa Stalin, creepy. He is creepy. He's really creepy, menacing. There's a lot of pictures, because people like him, pictures of him out there with his hands, both hands, like Frankenstein, like, or like the mummy hands, or the Night of the Living Dead. These people are just weirdos. That's the best they got. That's the best they got. By the way, they're stuck with Rashida Tlaib. They're stuck with Ilhan Omar. They're stuck with all of them.